Hello and welcome to the 11th episode of the XPRIZE Cars Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Boyd, and today I bring you an interview I conducted with Jim Stansbury of Physics Lab of Lake Havasu, another Letter of Intent Automotive XPRIZE team. I conducted this interview on March 21st, 2008, at the New York Auto Show, and Jim talked to me about his vehicle, which is a Chevy Blazer that he intends to retrofit with a wide variety of energy scavenging systems and an electric motor and batteries. So his basic idea is to take a highly inefficient vehicle and see if they can gather enough energy from the environment to make it get 100 miles per gallon equivalent. I think it's an incredible challenge, and I wish him the best of luck. And without further ado, here's Jim. Hello, I'm here with Jim Stansbury of Physics Lab at Lake Havasu, and he's here to talk about his Automotive XPRIZE team. So first, Jim, could you tell me a bit about yourself and your team members?
Well, personally, I'm by trade, I'm a physician, I'm an anesthesiologist, and I've been a student of automotive efficiency ever since I've been a teenager. So I've been following the topic for many, many years, and it's great to see a lot of the technology come alive that's enabling us to do these more exciting vehicle propulsion packages today than we were able to do 20 years ago. So we're trying to put all these different technologies together from off-the-shelf components with a component that we've developed ourselves, and that's going to be pretty much our propulsion package, a mix of technology that's there, that's available, that's affordable, and then with the addition of our little
module. So where is Lake Havasu?
Lake Havasu is right in the middle between Phoenix, Arizona, and Las Vegas, Nevada, right on the Colorado River, right on the western border of Arizona.
So it's pretty, but it's hot in the summer?
It's very hot, and it's hot. It's sunny and clear all the time. So sunshine is an abundant resource that we have there, and that's one of the reasons why we're addressing our propulsion package with solar light and heat to try to exploit some of that and add that to the energy equation of our vehicle.
Okay, now how many team members have you got?
I will call anybody.
Well, that's a good question. There's, at least in town, in Lake Havasu, there's probably half a dozen team members, and those consist of businesses in the community who are interested in the project and being part of it and contributing in their specialized way. For example, we have a mechanic who's part of a race team in Lake Havasu to start, and he found out about the project, so he's our chief mechanic for dismantling our Blazer, taking the engine, the radiator, the transmission out, and preparing it for the next step. So there's about four or five steps that are going to be involved in completing our vehicle in total. So he's part of the dismantler. He's also going to fabricate some metal work for us so that we have our battery trays underneath the vehicle, and our vehicle just happens to be lifted about 4 inches so that we get the extra ground clearance to put the batteries there, and it also helps our center of gravity. So he's a step one. Step two is our suspension team in town. They build high performance crossover vehicles that are made for bounding over sand dunes with large amounts of suspension, like 1 to 2 feet of suspension.
Wow. Yeah.
So this company, they're called Morphic, and they're one of our sponsors also. They develop and manufacture these vehicles for off-road use, but they want to be part of the our total package, and that they contribute to the suspension. And our suspension is one of the components of our energy absorbing systems, so they're integral in that. From there, the vehicle is going to be shipped most likely to Florida for a conversion to a complete electric vehicle. From there, it comes back to us again, and we'll rework the suspension with our electric charging system and application and installation of the photovoltaics and solar thermal on the roof and then it also goes back to the race shop for sheet metal work for underneath, for exploiting the ground effect and compressing the air underneath the vehicle and streamlining it that way, as well as doing some front-end work to give us a little bit more of an aerodynamic advantage. And then, in addition to that, there's another team in town that does carbon fiber work, and they're going to help us with developing an integral wing on the roof, which is basically just going to look like a roof rack, but it's going to be housing our photovoltaic and solar thermal system, as well as providing some lift for the vehicle at speed greater than 50 miles an hour. So it'll be camouflaged, but it's part of the whole equation that makes the vehicle work. And being that it's large and heavy, people wonder, well, how, where are you going to get it to work? Well, with the aforementioned components, that's the equation that's going to get us down the road. Correct.
Yeah.
It's not a one magic bullet for our vehicle. It's like a seven-course meal. There's lots of different components working together and contributing to charging the batteries, and the electric power is our main source. So since that's a universal unit of energy and simplest to generate, that's why we're using it.
Okay, cool. So how did you hear about the Automotive XPRIZE?
The Automotive XPRIZE I read about in a magazine a few months ago, and I'd always been interested in doing this kind of project. And so here was this great opportunity that seems to be like an Olympics for creative engineers and scientists. And for me, it was like a lifelong dream to put all my ideas and apply those and combine them with the off-the-shelf technology that's available now that wasn't available even a year or two ago, and apply it to a great race for a great cause that everybody's going to end up winning.
That's great.
Our staff meeting was canceled.
Okay, so I think you already talked about your vehicle quite a bit, but my understanding is you're also going to have a solar thermal system in addition to your solar photovoltaic, so you're going to have some kind of a steam engine on board?
Yeah,
that's one of our... we haven't made it in stone yet, but that's what we're leaning towards. And since the sun puts out five times as much energy with heat than it does light, we're going to try to exploit that. And it sounds complicated, but we're going to try to keep it as simple as we can so that we can apply it to other vehicles that are in our neighborhood and that can capture that sunlight. So the steam turbine that we have is just a small little unit that is very, very heavy, but it's essentially an enclosed water wheel, but it's for steam. And that's going to spin an alternator or generator to help us generate electricity just from the heat. And we'll get that heat from the roof, the hood, as well as the small internal combustion engine that we're going to use to be a range extender for our batteries.
So I know that in the comments to the guidelines, the XPRIZE Foundation has said that solar power will not be counted towards, you know, energy that you put into the vehicle in terms
Correct.
Of your efficiencies. Have you asked them about whether you'll be able to charge, you know, during non-race hours and things like that? Like, I mean, I totally see they're going to allow you to use the panels during the race.
Right.
But can you also use them for the non-race hours?
Is that your plan? Well, honestly, I think if you won't be able to, because those non-race hours are essentially going to be dark and we're not going to be able to absorb energy. So part of the vehicle is, you know, has some limitations in that if you're driving it at nighttime, you're not going to be absorbing any energy, and so therefore you're going to have to rely on the small internal combustion engine to generate electricity for the batteries. So say, for example, we're going to drive to San Diego over the weekend, and we have a range of 200 miles. We decided we're going to leave at nighttime. Well, we're going to have to put a little thought into it, too, that, well, if we drive during the day, sure, we're not going to use very much of, a carbon fuel. But if we're going to go at nighttime, going to have to rely on that battery charger or let the car sit out and charge up as much as possible before we head out on our journey.
In terms of financing and business plan, how are you guys coming along?
Quite honestly, we're coming along relatively slowly, simply because we've been trying to generate interest in our project locally and get as many local businesses involved as possible. And it's kind of hard to do that when you're talking about something that doesn't exist. And so now, and there's been a few people, a few businesses that are have been willing to help us, thankfully. And as one or two join up, then everybody says, well, I'm not the first, so they kind of join up as well, and it's a kind of a snowball effect. And this is all just word of mouth and going knocking on doors and asking people if they're interested. And in Lake Havasu, it's a local economy that fluctuates on tourism. And so a lot of the businesses don't really have the capital to really contribute. And they're not large conglomerates that have franchises all over the country. Some of them do, but most of them don't. So with the exposure here at the New York Auto Show and being part of the Automotive X Prize and that whole word that's gotten out now that we've got an official race.
And the Progress is stepping up with $10 million,
too. Exactly. Yeah. So now it's a legitimate contest that some people will have heard of. And it's kind of hard to explain a race that people don't really think exists. So now that it does, I think we're going to generate a little bit more interest and people are going to be more enthusiastic about contributing monetarily. So, but we still have a really long way to go to develop enough funds to do everything that we want. So that will be our rate limiting step, is the funding that we get.
Okay. So you are accepting sponsors or anyone who wants to step up?
Yes, sir. Sure, we are.
All right, and if they wanted to do that, would they go to your website, or how do they contact you?
They can go to our website, and there's a link and a page that they can download for becoming a sponsor and contributing to the whole,
Prize. And where's your website?
The website is Physics Lab LH, so that's Physics Lab LH, LH is in Lake Havasu, .com. That's simple.
Okay, that's simple. Great. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we end?
Just to thank Dr. Diamandis for the opportunity to compete in this great competition, and I'm very enthusiastic about the technology and the other teams that are out there and working with the other teams to come up with a winning combination that we all can contribute something to.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm back with Jim Stansbury of Physics Lab at Lake Havasu, and he wants to say just a couple extra words, so go ahead, Jim.
Well, we'd like to introduce or encourage, with respect to sponsorship, a couple gentlemen from the great rock and roll band Van Halen. That would be Sammy Hagar and Michael Anthony, who are quite familiar with Lake Havasu, and we'd like to invite them to join our team in helping us to maybe write a song about the whole process or the whole race, or maybe even remotely help sponsor us and have them be our official rock and roll band sponsor. So we're reaching out to you, Michael, Anthony, and Sammy, and we hope you join us.
And that was Jim Stansbury of Physics Lab of Lake Havasu. I'm your host, Eric Boyd, and this is the 11th episode of the XPRIZE Cars podcast. If you like what you've heard here, please visit my website at xprizecars.com. Thanks for listening.